Ayushman Gupta, you're an enterprise design lead and a UX mentor. You're based out of Bengaluru, India. And thanks a lot for coming on the podcast today.
Hey, Robert. Thanks a lot for inviting me here. It's a pleasure to be here and share about my experiences and make people learn from my experiences.
Definitely. Let's get into your design journey. Give me some of your background, where you've gone to school, and how you've evolved to where you are today professionally.
The journey starts right in 2012. So in 2012, I just completed my class 12th from a very reputed school, Boys High School and College, Allahabad. My hometown is Allahabad. So and it's around a 150-year-old school. And now it's basically around like 155, 156 years old. So I started my education from there. I completed my class 12th in 2012. And then like my dad himself is a B.Tech MBA guy. And in India, it is said that an engineer's son would be an engineer. So I was always like right from after class 10th, I was told that you have to do engineering and stuff. So I was told to go into engineering. And then when I went to engineering, I understood that engineering is something which is not my cup of tea. That was also one of the reasons. The second reason was that along with me in college, there are 200, 250 people more who are studying the same thing which I am studying. So this should be something which should stand out in me, which is something which is different in me from others. Just to have that competency in me, I was always good in graphic designing because as I mentioned earlier, my school was 150-year-old school, right? So they used to have an extra cultural weekend, a festival every year. And I used to head the design team there, take all the design-related activities and work on them. So from there, I got introduced to something called UI UX when I was in college. So I decided that, okay, since engineering is not my cup of tea, I should drop off from college and started working towards design. So that's how I got into design. Once I was there in college, I used to do freelancing projects. But once I came out of that, I tied up with a lot of digital agencies, service-based agencies who used to outsource some of the projects to me. So that is how I got kickstarted into the industry. Right from there, the journey has been awesome. I am a person who has learned from people experiences a lot. I have worked with a couple of good people in the industry who have like 10 or 12 or 15 years of experience in the industry. And working with them really helps to understand things. So it's like something what they have already seen in the industry or what they have done already in the industry, right? You get to learn a lot. So that is how I started my design journey. From then, I have worked for SAP there. I went to Turku, Finland. I have done some projects for them. Then I have worked for Uber as a consultant in here in India when they were building the driver's app for here in India. And then I have also done a good amount of work on my personal front. I used to run a small kind of a small startup by the name of Ayushman Graphics, under which I used to do all these kind of design related stuff. Once that is done, I decided to move into corporate. I decided to move into design industry from a different perspective. My perspective is something like I went into an enterprise domain. And when you come into enterprise domain, right, what you see, there are a bunch of problems that you are solving. And what is design? Design is basically problem solving. What I feel, nothing against the people who are working in e-commerce, but what I feel is that e-commerce is something which has become very saturated now. There is no UX as per se there. There is more of something what you call is like visual treatments and stuff there. So I feel that enterprise domain has been a very challenging domain since then from me. So I have like worked for a enterprise company called Nutanix. That was my first company. I worked there for 1 year, 2 months. And then I moved to Rivigo. So Rivigo was again a logistics company. It's one of the best logistics company here in India. And then when I was working with them, I have worked on the driver's app again for them, right? And when you design for the driver's app again, it's like more of people who are not very well versed with how smartphones work and stuff, right? So it's been a challenge there also. It was a real problem solving thing because they work on the relay model, so there's a changeover kind of stuff and those kind of activities that you need to take care of. So it has been a great journey there too. Then from past 1.5 years, I've been working with an enterprise company called Cohesity. They're completely into the secondary storage domain. And I'm kind of leading the India team here along with my head of UX, which sits in US. So yeah, I'm working here, whatever the major challenges that the IT admin is facing, right? So for example, in today's time, or I would say not in today's time, previously, like from past three and a half years back, enterprise companies were never known for design. They were just known for the product, and they were not like the functioning of the product. They were not known for design. So here, one of my challenges is I'm trying to bring in the consumer grade design. I'm trying to bring in the consumer grade patterns into enterprise and solve the problems, right? And since like the enterprise domain is more into dealing with data, right? So for example, if I take an example of Cohesity, we have a bunch of customers like federal government and these kind of customers, highly elite customers, and these customers have like thousands of TBs of data traveling across the different geographies transferred in like per second. So when this amount of data is traveling, when this amount of data is transferred, right, there's a good amount of problems that you need to solve. There's a lot of monitoring based problems that you have to solve. There's a lot of how to make that data transfer single click or upgrade that data to single click operations and stuff. So yeah, it's definitely been a good journey till now. And apart from that, during my weekends, I try to mentor a bunch of students who want to move into design, and they are from different domains. Because what I have seen here in India is that people usually are scared of not having a professional or a formal degree in that, and because of that, they don't have a formal schooling in that particular domain. So they are pretty restrictive to move into the design domain. So I'm helping them, like as I said, that I have learned a lot from people experiences. So I would really like to pass on whatever my experience till now has been, and bring those students who want to move into design and help them to excel in the industry.
What's it like working UX in India?
In India, what I've seen till now also, the UX understanding has been like it's some or the other a subordinate of visual design. In India, it's a saying, we call it in Hindi, jo dikhta hai wo bikta hai. It usually means that whatever is beautiful, it sells off automatically. So I've seen that people taking it, designers here in India, taking advantage of that, but they have a good visual design, so they are able to convince the stakeholders and stuff. But there are some of very good designers here in India, the top notch of the designers who really understand UXs. And when they're moving to Indian-based companies, even Indian-based companies now with those designers who really focus on UX have started practicing this practice that, okay, UX is not just the visual design, not just the look and feel. It is more related to the functionality. It is more related to the flow and stuff. But what I see, India is getting slowly there. And I would say that like within like 3 years' time from now, we would be like the India domain would be a very good hold on the UX part there, because you'll see some of the good products, right? And even just not that time, seeing a lot of US-based companies have their dev centers in India. But the only thing that I'm worried about as of now is that problems need to be solved which are there. So I'm typically, like, for example, talking about challenges and design problems that I'm facing in enterprise, right? I discussed earlier about that there's so much of data and there's so much of movement around. So yeah, it's getting slowly and steadily there. And in India also, if you'll see, right, the major design, the most of the design started approximately, I would say, 7 to 8 years back. That is where in India the design used to be known. So yeah, it will take some time, but I would say that it will definitely reach there.
Do you practice design thinking or design sprints in your work?
Yes, we definitely do design sprints here at Cohesity. And so the thing here is basically, you see, right, so the team is geographically spread in US and India. So we are working collaboratively on different projects, and we sometimes two designers are working on the similar project. So we do design thinking sessions, we do brainstorming sessions. And apart from that, what I feel that design sprints is something that you need to follow because it brings a lot of obedience there. It brings a lot of like you are able to channelize your work perfectly, right? And like estimating story points, and it helps you to kind of scale yourself also very well so that you are able to kind of prioritize that, okay, this is, I said earlier that this work will take maybe like 5 days and now it is taking me to do more than 5 days, so I can my estimation gets better. So they make you, the design sprints make you like a bit more obedient on that front, and it like more make you more disciplined on that front, and it will help you to judge your priorities better. So that's the typical, that's the very standard design process that nowadays it is very standard that people do, right? So it's mostly like what we kind of do here at Cohesity is, from a team perspective, we have people who have 15 years of experience. We have people who have like 3 years of experience. We have people who have 6 years or 7 years of experience. And we have people who have just come out of the college, right? So not seeing this come out, this kind of a team, right? What you see is that there is like, obviously, as it is said, right, design is very prospective. I feel that the problem can be solved in different ways, but you just have to find out that what is the best way to solve the problem. So what I feel is it's more of a brainstorming session that we have in the starting, that okay, this is the problem statement that we have amongst the designers, amongst the product managers, and we get it, we try to see it from different perspectives, right? Okay, oh, this is the way that can be solved. The pressure comes in and says that okay, this is what I think that it can be solved. So it's just more of a like brainstorming, gathering ideas, and you do quick pen and paper prototypes, go to stakeholders, go to customers to see what is there, and then move to like high fidelity design, doing envision prototypes, and then finally tested with customers, like doing the shadowing time or something, like having detailed one-on-one sessions with them, one-on-one interviews with them, and then close on them and then send it to the developers for development.
What do you tend to kind of guide your students towards?
So my fund of practicality is very simple, right? So it said that, right, common sense is not so common, but I feel that designers, it's all about common sense and practicality. So what I feel what I've strongly seen here is that people, in specifically talking about from an Indian perspective, right, people who are coming from good design colleges, they do have a very good theoretical knowledge. They do have that what is this word exactly means about. But how do they implement that in practicality? They don't have that exposure, number one. Number two, what I have seen is that they don't go for projects and stuff, right? So what basically my guidance towards them practicality is that you do not have to reinvent or churn the wheel of creativity every time. You just have to see that, okay, if you have to solve that problem, and that problem has been solved already by some using some of the patterns that are widely used in the industry, right? You can just leverage that pattern. It's not about claiming to be yours or something of that sort. It's all about solving problems and making the world a better place to be at, pixel by pixel, right? That's what my funda has been. So just for an example, right, in today's time, if you taking a very broadly used example is about notifications, right? In today's time, whether you pick up Facebook, whether you pick up Twitter, whether you pick up Gmail or some of the other product which has notifications inbuilt in it, they all use a similar pattern. They all have a bell icon and stuff. I very strongly remember that Facebook was experimenting a lot with that bell icon. They tried to have an earth icon, they tried to have a three-dot icon, and then now they have moved back to the bell icon, right? So what I feel is that I've done that in my company in Cohesity also, right? So it's pretty similar. So our notifications in the product is pretty similar to what we have in Facebook. Facebook has a bell icon. We have a bell icon. Facebook classifies notification, right? Like they have comment, like, or a reaction or something of that sort. So we also categorize notification into whether it's a field message or it's a on-prem information or it's a SaaS information or whatever, and we have icons related to that. My only concept here is that if it is a widely used pattern, right, it saves a lot of time for the people who are going to use it, because there is no learnability curve there. they have already used that pattern earlier several times, right? So like taking from, just coming from an example perspective, right? My target audience is mostly IT admins or storage admins, right? They obviously have a Facebook account and they use that, right? So it's not something that is kind of like every time you do not have to reinvent the wheel. And because as said, this right, time is very precious. You have to save your time also, and you have to save users' time. For example, if every time user has to think of, or you, every time user has to understand the pattern when he is using different products, it will not be a good job from designer's perspective, where they are willing to build a new designer's perspective, where they want to make world a better place to live in.
How do you determine how talented or skilled one of your students are when you're mentoring them?
It's a very standard practice in the design industry, right? So I do a kind of three-word exercise. So the three-word exercise is basically a noun, an adjective, and a verb, right? And I do that exercise with them. I give them three words and I ask them to come up something related to design with. Either it's maybe a data visualization kind of stuff, or maybe interface kind of stuff, right? A rough sketch. So it's just a very, I would say, just a very abstract thing to give up. And it's like, it really helps me to understand the thought process of a person. And in that case, design is, as I said, right, design is perspective and it's all about perspective. So I try to gather their perspective and see that how out of the box their perspective is. There has been a standard practice to gauge the scale of a designer, the talent of a designer, by giving a like an exercise to build an interface like that, to build an interface which does that and stuff, right? Now that is, a lot of things are already there in the market. There are like a lot of designs there in the market. You can go research. There are obviously case studies related to each and everything. So you get a lot of research material then and there. It really helps us to understand the design process, the thought process that they have, that how they're thinking towards that design. I've also seen that experience plays a major role, though I pass on whatever experience I have, right? But once they do it practically hands-on, right? So they will become better and able to understand things nicely.
Do you see any kind of design trends coming into view for 2019? Anything on your radar that you see becoming more prominent?
I've seen that enterprise design, designing for enterprise or UX for enterprise has been a very niche domain till now, but I'm seeing right from January itself onwards, right? The first January itself, there was an EOX conference, right? Which was all about enterprise user experience. I've seen enterprise user experience gaining momentum. And that is one thing that I'm looking forward to it, because I've seen enterprise domain has been a very niche domain and it's difficult to find designers to hire in that domain. And because they feel that there's not good amount of work there, it's only like the standard, whatever the enterprise products look like. So based on that, I feel that enterprise domain is something which is going to come up, designing for enterprises. So yeah, hopefully looking forward to it. I am trying to contribute with some of the conferences to see how I can spread awareness about enterprise user experience design too.
So when you're not concentrating on UX and design, what do you do for fun?
For fun, there are two, three things. I am a very big party animal. I like to party a lot. So it's like Friday nights are supposed to be partying and stuff. So that's one thing. Second thing, my love for cars is, I'm like very fond of cars. The new cars that are coming into the Indian market, the US market also, across the globe, right? The new cars are coming up, like Merck is bringing up something and these kind of things. So yeah, I'm very fascinated about cars. So yeah, that's one thing you will always find me. I'm always ready to talk about cars that are coming up, right? There are people in my family, in my older colleagues, right, who want to buy a new car, and they come and talk to me and consult me that, okay, I'm planning to buy this car. What do you say? Either is there a better vehicle to buy off or something of that sort. So that is two things. Third thing, I feel that learning never ends. So yeah, Medium is one thing that I always like. Bangalore, all thanks to the traffic. So I keep Medium very handy on my mobile phone, and I keep on reading new articles that come up and the people whom I'm following and sharing insights there.
Yeah. Well, Ayushman, thank you very much for talking with me on the podcast, and hope you have a great week.
Thank you, Robert. It's been a really good pleasure, and hope people who will hear this will get to learn a lot from my experiences.
Thanks again for listening to the Dallas Design Sprints podcast. If you have a question or a comment on the show, be sure to email me at robert@dallasdesignsprints.com. You can also find Dallas Design Sprints on Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, and even LinkedIn. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you next time.